But like, my dad's my Guido hero. My only other Guido hero outside of my dad is Super Mario. So give it up for Super Mario right now. And give it up for the fact that he married a normal white woman instead of some crazy Italian broad like Marissa Tomei and My Cousin Vinny. Could you imagine that? He comes home after a day of crime fighting and she's like, "Oh, well, look who's gracing us with his presence right now." And he's like, "Here we go." "You're wearing your dirty overalls? What the hell? Where is that nice new tracksuit and gold chain I bought you for Easter? Also, you know what? This is weird. Your brother Wario, he owns the butcher shop down the street, okay? He drives a Ferrari. You have a Nancy Pants go-kart and a dragon that takes dumps on our lawn. And when your little fag brother Luigi and Toad had their commitment ceremony, guess what? They bought a house in Hoboken. We're still living in a duplex in Donut World. I was reading the Cosmos. I was reading it. Okay, and guess what? All those mushrooms and plants you're eating, guess what? Those lower your sperm count. Put a baby in me! Guess what? Bowser never killed any turtles. He was an animal lover. He lived in a castle and he knows how to use his tongue appropriately. Oh, and I seen your Instagrams. I seen it. Who all those gold coins for, you whores? Janice Rossi in apartment 4R is a whore. Janice Rossi is a whore. Oh, and that blonde bitch Peach, I got the info. I got the 411. She's not even a natural blonde, no. And she doesn't even make her own sauce, you sick son of a bitch. I'm a huge fan of the NFL. Anybody an NFL fan here? My round of applause. I love the NFL because they will market everything under the sun, okay? They have official chips, they have official beer, they even have an official erectile dysfunction medicine, okay? Yeah, Viagra, you won't stand for the anthem, but your cock sure will. That's why I can't wait till marijuana is legal, because the marketing writes itself, okay? You're gonna have like a hopped up J.J. Watt peddling Papa John's instead of Papa John's. Like, real hydroponics, real Sensimilla, that's Papa John's. You're gonna get glazed over Peyton Manning staring into a screen. Maui Wowie gets me stoned. You gotta have disclaimers, all right? You gotta have disclaimers. It'll be like marijuana causes short-term memory loss. Marijuana forces a false sense of euphoria. So smoke up, Jets fans, because that last half century didn't really happen. I was like the executives. They always bitch and complain about how marijuana will create a dangerous environment at games. So the only thing marijuana is going to create at a football game is 60,000 people lined outside the nacho cart for 3 hours, not watching the game. It's like, bro, did you go to the game this week? Yeah. How was it? I don't know. I got stuck at concessions. Just those churros kept turning and turning and turning and turning. It was awesome. Also, if we're talking danger in an NFL game, who here's been to a Raiders game before? Yeah, that's like black tar heroin meets Los Betos with all the worst parts of Stand and Deliver mixed in. Y'all know what Telemundo meets Tales from the Crypt looks like? That's a Raiders game. You know what's scarier than a cholo? A cholo in a Darth Vader mask and a Derek Carr jersey. I feel like if I got stoned at a Raiders game, it'd be like that scene in Training Day where Ethan Hawke takes PCP. Like, I'd just be minding my business in the parking lot, smoke some sherm, wake up in the third quarter to a knife fight, getting a neck tattoo with Pico de Gallo on my crotch. That's what a Raiders game is.